Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. I'm joined this afternoon on ABQ Connect with the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico, John Garcia. Welcome into ABQ Connect.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, John. Thanks for joining us. I know you've got a lot on your plate. We've gone through a crazy time in New Mexico where about 2008, our construction industry had its legs pulled out from under us, and you're one of the guys that's kind of helped bringing us back.
Yeah, we had, those were the good old days back when we were building and you kept growing. And
prior to 2008, what, we were pulling 600 building permits a month, it seemed like.
I mean, easily.
It was crazy.
Yeah, we were up to 8,000 permits a year.
Yeah.
So do the math on that, I guess.
And I would say a lot of people were making some money, and that also indicated that our state was growing.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, housing has always been like a barometer of what's going on with the economy. You know, you could really test it by home building. And so that's what got my interest, I guess, years ago.
Well, John, you have a diverse background. I mean, you came out of college and you were working with the New Mexico Restaurant Association, which,
yes,
you know, I don't know about most places, but I think Albuquerque in particular, and maybe Santa Fe too, if you combine the two, we have a lot of restaurants.
We do.
Per capita.
Yeah. Right. It's a great, I got out of college and went to work in restaurants, Marriott, Bennigan's Corporate, and then I ran the Restaurant Association for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've got our unusually, more than average number of restaurants per capita than anywhere in the U.S.
Well, it seems like after you left the restaurant business, you got involved in politics, economic development, both at UNM and then for former Mayor Barry.
And it was
good to hear that Mayor Barry's doing well. Always kind of wonder where these politicians go. I hope he's doing well.
He's doing great. When I was in college, in fact, we're the same age. I was as tall as you. Exactly the same. And look at what politics wore me out. It wore me out. I'm 5'3 now and I'm losing inches every day.
John, I know that you believe really strongly in the political process because you worked in it.
Right.
And I think you're one of the guys that I'd like to ask. You know, we have Democrats, we have Republicans. I'm sure with the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico, you have people of diverse faith backgrounds, economic backgrounds, and you're all working for a common goal and you're successful.
Right.
Why can't we do that in politics?
You know, it's gotten ugly. It really has. If we could put New Mexico or our community first, and maybe make decisions based on what's right.
Right.
Not what's politically correct. Then I think we'd make some progress. But I come from the days of, your best friend was a Democrat and, you had dinner. You all went out to dinner, had fun on weekends and evenings. And then in the day you went and fought about policy that was, best.
Right.
And you could make a deal. You could make, decisions based on what's best. But it just seems these days it's very partisan and,
it's
hard.
What gets me, John, is the lack of respect that people have for one another. I mean, I know there's differing opinions out there that I absolutely totally disagree with.
Right.
But I feel like I need to be respectful. And I was raised in New Mexico. I'm a Republican. My father was a Republican. My mom was a Democrat for a long time. Everybody my dad worked with the city of Albuquerque were from old family Hispanic,
right,
Democrat backgrounds. And
right,
I would say, just as an observation, that most of them were fiscally conservative. They were all concerned about their fellow man and taking care of people and loving people.
Right.
And maybe would have spent a little bit more money doing that through government sources than the Republicans were, but the intent was really good.
Right.
But the thing that I remember more than anything is they were respectful to one another, and they actually had some discussions.
Right.
Almost like even a discussion that could have been kind of heated. Like I remember going and playing basketball against some of these people,
yeah,
and getting after it,
right,
throwing some elbows, getting,
sure,
after it. But it wasn't disrespectful. You weren't trying to hurt anybody.
Right.
And when you were done, you were shaking hands. And
yeah,
seems like the political process needs to get back to that respect and thoughtful consideration of the facts.
It's weird. I mean, it's gotten, my dad was a Democrat. I grew up, not understanding at all what the difference was between a Republican and a Democrat. I just knew that if my dad was a Democrat, then I'm going to be a Republican. I mean, truly. And then, you know, I started to understand the values, and understand why and where people came from. I'm like you. I went on the Republican side, fiscal conservative, and, friend of mine, Gary Johnson, was running for governor. Mm-hmm. He and I grew up together skiing, and he didn't really have a good understanding about how the process worked, political process in terms of how to pass legislation, and I had developed some of those skills. And I got on board with him. We had a blast. We had a lot of fun, but it's driving a political agenda and an agenda for the state is a challenge for anybody, Republican or Democrat. But, even Gary was big and still is about, you know, we can all sit down here and talk about it and be friends
and come up with a plan.
Come up with a plan and we'll walk out of here. And in the end, I'm the governor. I got one vote. There's 112 other votes. They send me the bills. I get the last vote. And he made decisions like that. I loved working for him. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, and I'll make one last statement in this segment, and then we'll come back and talk about the Home Builders Association and construction in New Mexico and what's going on. But I believe that Gary Johnson and your administration that you were part of was the last administration that ran this state in the black for 8 years.
Yes, we did.
And I don't remember. I mean, anytime you make a decision, it's like a basketball official, half the people hate you, right?
Right.
In a game. Well, you can't please everybody, but in the end, everybody was better off based on the policies and
right.
You know, Gary Johnson got rid of a lot of the fat. There wasn't a big oil boom and we weren't using Superfund monies to balance budgets
right.
and education or anything else. He just trimmed it down and had really, I think, a gift
yeah.
to manage money.
He did. He was great. And he used the veto pin, powerfully and, you know, we had a lot of fun, but left 10% reserves.
Mm-hmm.
That was spent 6 months after we were out of office.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot more with John Garcia talking about the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. We've kind of set the stage for who John is and what he's doing, and excited to hear about home building and things going on with our construction industry in New Mexico. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. 7200.
Hi, this is Ava.
And this is Stella from Monroe's.
And this is Grandpa Miguel. And from my family to your family, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
And be sure to come visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Believing in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ is not optional.
Not optional.
Skip Heitzik explains why.
So if he's not born of a virgin, he's not God. If he's not God, his claims are false. If his claims are false, then guess what? Your salvation is a hoax.
Jesus' unique birth put him in a unique position.
Because he is born of a virgin, he's the perfect solution.
Perfect solution.
You see, as a man, he's the perfect representative of us. As God, he's the perfect sacrifice for us.
Hotspot. Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. And consider this.
With one hand, he could take the hand of the Father. With the other hand, he could take the hand of humanity and bring God and man together finally.
Let's remember the power and precision of God's plan.
What happened 2,000 years ago at Bethlehem was against all odds. It was absolutely supernatural and staged so intricately. But it was all part of God's plan to provide a Savior.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting with John Garcia, the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. And John, we've talked about politics in New Mexico. We've kind of talked about how home building is maybe an indication of economic activity and on the plus side in our state. Tell us where we're at with home building.
Well, we've always benchmarked with, you know, like I said, the economy. When I was head of economic development, both the state and the city, we'd always look at well, how's home building? Mm-hmm. And you could tie it directly to job growth, I mean, real easily. So I wasn't the smartest guy when it came to economic development, but I sure relied on advisors and economists and things like that, even though that was my, you know, I have that in my college background. Mm-hmm. But I learned you can really tell a lot about what's happening when people are either buying homes or they're selling homes or new families coming into the market, what they're doing, how the products changes over years, multifamily, you know, sometimes there's three or four generations in a house. Mm-hmm. So, you watch what's happening in society as well as the economy, and, you know, everybody's got to live somewhere. Preferably not a tent on the freeway, okay?
That's right, not a tent on the freeway. John, I'm interested in, I've seen building change a little bit. Of course, I'm a retired real estate lender.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I specialized in for a really long time was taking custom home builders. And we would take a lot that maybe a customer owned, and we would finance that house on their lot. Or we might go out, get them a realtor, and that realtor would find them a lot, and the builder would come in and buy on that lot. But we would show them how to finance all of that together.
Right.
So you could combine the lot, the cost of the house. They could put down a down payment. They could obtain a construction loan at the end of that. You could fund the permanent loan. And I'm hearing that that's not as easy to do as it once was.
Well, you know, as you know, the banking regs changed after the you know, mortgage crisis that really shook everything in the economy, but particularly the home building market. Mm-hmm. For sure. So regulatory side got, you know, tightened up quite a bit for you guys on the lending side.
Yeah.
We've got some builders that do their own financing, just the bigs, D.R.
Sure.
Horton and Pulte, but most of everybody else, is looking at, you know, conventional financing and how do you make a deal. Sometimes, you know, we're running out of lots in Albuquerque specifically, so you have to be creative now about how you find lots with a realtor, or if you, you know, sometimes a builder, a custom builder will spec on buying out some lots so that they can build on them to customers for themselves.
John, so, in a lot of communities that I've observed over the years that have a finite amount of land, and of course, we don't have a finite amount of land in New Mexico, but we have Indian reservation,
right,
on both sides of our city, or actually three sides of our city. And so the lots, you just can't keep going north. You just can't,
right,
you can't go south because you run into not really the, well, you have both Indian reservation, but you have the Kirtland Air Force Base and,
right,
and all the federal installation out there. So you can't grow that way. So it sounds like Rio Rancho and West Side is going to be a great opportunity for people. How about our downtown area? Will there be people that go down there?
There will be. The market, it's infill. We call it infill. And, you know, we're at the geographic boundary, as you said. So, yeah, we've got to be creative of where we can go. So what's desirable? Northeast Heights, very desirable, probably number one. You got to find lots. But if you build a lot in a mature development where there's other houses, you end up having the most expensive house in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, yeah.
And it works kind of against you when you want to sell, mm-hmm, if you will. And you know how we value pricing. So, you're right. We can grow west a little bit. Yes, there's opportunities. A lot of on the escarpment on the west side with Santolina, which is in the county, mm-hmm, which is up on the top. We can go south to Las Lunas. We can go north to Rio Rancho. Our market is bigger than just Albuquerque, so we look at the region, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go south, Las Lunas, north to Rio Rancho. Mesa del Sol here in Albuquerque is prime and ready right now, so that'll probably be the next couple of years where we'll see a lot of new development where it's production-type development, more than a few houses. And then infill, yeah, downtown is there's just not a lot of lots there.
No.
And
but there's a lot of properties that need to be torn down there.
There's a lot.
And in older communities, that's what they do. They go in and flatten out all the old homes, come up with, you know, 5 or 10 acres and put in a whole subdivision.
But it's bigger than that now. It's not just that place. It's you layer in crime,
mm-hmm,
and social issues down there, and it becomes a little more drama when you look at what other cities would say, yeah, let's go to the downtown and let's, you know, make it thrive and build it up. It's just been a little challenging for Albuquerque.
Well, I recently talked to or actually heard Chief Geyer with the Albuquerque Police Department speak a little bit about their vision and what they're doing. Of course, my view is that as long as we have the DOJ here, it's going to be very difficult for us to recruit police officers because, as I understand it, the paperwork and everything necessary for a police officer in our community is, you know, 10 times that if you were even a Bernalillo County sheriff or a Rio Rancho police officer. And that just wears on you.
Yeah, well, crime's an issue. I mean, we're not getting into that today, but it becomes a part of, you know, the whole community, especially recruiting. We've got an effort now to try to attract retirees to our community because our population is flat, and those with some really good discretionary income could really perform like an economic-based job. So it's a strategy, a tactical approach to improving the economy is to attract retirees. Again, crime's an issue, and, you know, schools are an issue, quality of schools. There's things that are not right in front of you that are just home-building issues that we have to look at.
John, what's the mission of the Home Builders Association? You guys are out there trying to get people to buy homes and build homes, and tell us about that.
Well, I'll put it kind of light, and I'll say everybody's got to live somewhere. Why not here?
Yes.
And our mission really is to be the trusted resource in the community. We do the Parade of Homes. We're well known for that. We run one of the best. I'm fortunate to be a stepchild. They adopted me 6 years ago, but this is one of the best parades in the country. Our model is great. We're very proud of our Parade of Homes.
By the way, it is a lot of fun.
Thanks.
I mean, you guys work really closely with, is it ABQ, the magazine, and they put out that
Sue Casa magazine.
Oh, Sue Casa. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sue Casa puts out a spectacular,
publication.
Yeah. Just amazing. And, going to all the homes and looking at the creativity that the builders have. I especially like the remodel stuff.
Right.
You know,
you
see some before pictures and then you walk in and go, wow, how did this change dramatically?
And I think that to the community, that's where we touch the average customer out there with our Parade of Homes. But essentially we are a private nonprofit association that work in the best interest of the building community. They're our members. We're one of the largest home builders, associations in the country. And we're that because we also, we own our own workers' comp company called Builders Trust. It's a separate entity, but the state allowed self-insured funds years ago and we took advantage of that. So a high percentage of the market are members because of that. And so, that helps us to be strong as well. We have a responsibility with that strength to also do what's best for customers and our builders.
John Garcia in studio with us this afternoon. He is the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. And we're going to come back and talk to John about how you help to protect consumers. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're in studio with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us again today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Steve.
One of the things we want to touch on today is credit scores. Everyone's an expert, it seems, I'm sure you have plenty of folks show up in your office, and they've probably predetermined whether or not they're at one score or another and how to take care of it. But the truth is there's so much that you've learned in the years you've done this that it really benefit them to come talk to you.
That's right, especially with the new abilities to check your credit scores online. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that to determine whether or not they can qualify for a home, but that information is incorrect. And often they'll come with credit score and be concerned they can't get a home. but often that is incorrect, and sometimes, and it's always higher. So definitely we want them to come in and get that checked.
Okay, so say you have a decent score, but you're looking for the best loan at the best rate, and you find yourself just a few points away from getting into the next better rate or better package. What do you do at that point?
So there's a program called Rapid Rescore that Eleanor Hutt of Waterstone Mortgage offers, and I'll let Eleanor tell you about it.
Hi, guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share some of the tools that we offer that will help you get your credit score raised. I've seen them go up as high as, 10 points to 80 points. So it just depends where you're at, and that's why it's very important to speak with a professional that can tell you exactly where you stand.
And it could be changed in just a matter of days.
Correct. It the normal way to get your scores up, you could take up to 2 to 3, 4 months going through a credit repair company, whereas the Rapid Rescore is a matter of days.
Wow. Elaine, if folks want to find out more about this, I know you've got an easy way for them to catch up with you.
You bet. If they can call me at 505-379-6845 or at my website at RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Garcia, the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico, is visiting with us this afternoon. And John, why is it important that consumers check out a contractor before they hire one to build them a home?
Well, because for a lot of reasons, we do have our share of people coming into the market preying on, would-be homeowners. And I must say it's thinned out the crowd since the 2008, fall of the economy. So what's left are the survivors. But somebody comes in the market new, they have a truck, they get a license, not too hard to do. Although there are responsibilities with a license and set up a shop. But I must say that between us and the Better Business Bureau and the state, we can get a pretty quick handle on a unsavory operator pretty quickly.
You have a lot going on your website. How can our listeners use your website?
Well, somebody called me yesterday asking me for a lot of information and wanting a list of all our members, and we used to always protect that. And
sure.
I said, why don't you go to our website, and I'll give you a secret. Everything is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine once take the database on the website, and she turned it into her own database creatively, and not hard to do. It's okay, we're not trying to keep that from the public. We want people to know these are people that are members of our association. There are a code of ethics that we espouse to as builders, and we encourage everybody to also abide by those codes of ethics and codes, laws, other things. So we do police our own in that regard, and we're more than happy to talk to consumers, and I get calls every day about builders, and we follow up, and we will go to the state, check out their license like any consumer could do. We also go to Better Business Bureau, and we think if there's bad actors, we want them out because it's not good for the rest of the good builders, and 99% of them are reputable, good, and do excellent work.
What are some of the ethics that the association goes by? I mean, are there some specifics that maybe someone may not consider unless they're part of the association?
Well, I mean, the code, I don't have it in front of me,
sure.
And I didn't bring it, but, that you're going to be responsible, that you're going to keep your word and do what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage contracts because in New Mexico, written contracts are enforceable.
Mm-hmm.
Work closely with the law enforcement, the Attorney General's office, and local law enforcement when it needs to happen. But for the most part, we don't have too many problems. I mean, we offer warranties. It's not mandatory in New Mexico, but most of the builders do give warranties. And, we want the bad actors out just like they do, and we will work diligently to move them on to another state or put them in jail.
Well, I have some elderly parents, and they're doing great, but they are at home quite a bit, and they're getting a ton of marketing calls.
Right.
And the latest thing is they're getting calls about so-and-so can come in and put in a side-open walk-in bathtub, and, you know, it's the greatest deal of the century for $3,500. I don't actually know what the
right
number was. I'm just they didn't tell me that. But what ends up happening is how do they know? What process can they go through to figure out if that's a legit deal?
Well, I think that's a great question. They can call us, first of all. Okay. We'll see if they're a member. You can go to our website at hbacnm.com,
mm-hmm.
Or just Google us, Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call us or go on the website and you can see if they are a member. If they are a member, then we will follow up with them and that member to any complaints or any problems. But otherwise, we would get them in touch with Better Business Bureau or the Attorney
sure.
General's office, whatever it takes to...
But at least on the initial call, you can find out if they're part of the association.
Right.
You might even be able to direct them how you can find out if they have a legitimate license.
Right.
Because there's some cost to pay and some training that's required to
yes.
become a remodeling contractor
right.
or a general contractor. A lot more for a general contractor.
Right. The market's soft right now, and so it's every one of those will get my attention and get our. I have a board of directors. I answer to 23 board members, and they're a great bunch, and they've worked hard to get on that board. It's not easy to be there and to be president and be an officer of that board,
mm-hmm.
and I have a responsibility to them also.
Your phone number, 505-344-3294.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that that's used as a resource, the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. How do you help contractors in the association? You have a lot of training and different things they can go through?
We do offer training. We have a new sales and marketing council that we've just propped up, which we're very excited about. For a contractor, a builder, they have to keep their license current, and that's their responsibility to do that. We offer many programs, training programs at our office, lunch and learn, sometimes we call them. It's a soft kind of approach maybe to it than where maybe a realtor has to go, you know, get mm-hmm. their license and have.
Yeah, continuing education. Credits.
And they have to do it. They're in there bored to death, but there's been a huge focus on green building mm-hmm. and energy efficient homes now
mm-hmm.
and the science behind building. Mm-hmm. And we do build some of the best homes in the country because, years ago, the state allowed a sustainable building tax credit for builders that would build to a higher quality standard. It's driven the whole market to that level now. So, right now, the quality of the house that's being built in Albuquerque is really, truly the best in the country.
Nice.
As far as the envelope itself and its efficiency.
Well, you have to have a lot of efficiency because in the summer you're 100 degrees and in the
right.
winter you're 27 degrees.
Right.
So there's a lot of diversity. I know I have three of my children out in San Diego and boy, I look at the construction out there, John,
wow.
and it's got a crazy monolithic slab that's screwed together on all sides in case the ground starts shaking.
Right.
But the rest of it, I mean, there's no insulation in those homes,
right.
nothing. It's just frame with walls and paint.
Right.
And they get away with it because they don't have to have that.
Our challenge now is probably trying to remodel the 300,000 plus homes in New Mexico to probably operate at that level
mm-hmm.
so that we won't use as much water or gas or electricity, so the demand could go down. But for right now, that have been built since 2000 are exceptional.
Right. Well, and we'll get back after this break and talk a little bit about remodeling when we come back.
Sure.
All right. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. John Garcia in studio with us this afternoon.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills at 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, Please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
In Colossians 2:7, God roots us and builds us up in him, strength in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. Join me, Elaine at Ramos Real Estate, as we overflow with gratefulness to our Lord this Thanksgiving, and may God continue to strengthen you daily.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I...
Then this world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Bodies World Class Gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are live in studio this afternoon talking to John Garcia, the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. And John, you've been over at the Home Builders now for 6 years?
6 years.
And what are you seeing in the economy now? Are we starting to pick it up a little bit?
You know, it's picking up a little bit. We look at sectors, you know, that are improving. Having run economic development, I can tell you we have some great opportunities to attract. I think back office operations are really good for us. And, you know, manufacturing is pretty much dead all across America as far as trying to attract it for a growth business. Mm-hmm. But the film industry looks good. It's promising. I'm not the biggest fan of those incentives, but, you know, we give a lot of that away, but it is a market for growth.
Well, John, what we do is we give them back 25% of whatever they spend in the state.
Right.
And I've asked the question of a whole bunch of people. I've even talked to the director of the New Mexico film industry on the show, and nobody has those numbers. And it's confusing to me. You know, you're a University of New Mexico graduate. I'm a University of New Mexico graduate. These are things that we considered and talked about in classes. Right. How come there's not a pencil that's been put to all of this?
Well, there is. And, you know, I mean, we can save that for another day, but I'll tell you what, the business is here. So let's take advantage of it from our perspective as far as if it's helping grow the community. If I was governor, I probably wouldn't have done that, but, you know, now, we do look at certain sectors where we can grow. I think attracting retirees is a big one for us. We have such a great quality of life here in New Mexico. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of our public school system. I think it's gotten too big and, but we really pay real close attention to schools, because people tend to want to build houses around schools. So yes, that's a big market for us.
You know, that's an interesting.
We do
comment.
Get involved with more of the economies than just home building to build homes.
Right. Well, I mean, here's a case in point. Rio Rancho High School built, you know, 20 years ago, roughly, all filled in all around the school.
Right.
Cleveland. I don't think there's very much building around that school.
Right.
Is that just an indicator of the economics times we're in?
You know, we're in a, it's unique right now because we're running out of lots. We only have 2 month or so supply of inventory, and it's gonna raise prices. I mean, it's simple supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna see prices go up in the next couple of years. It's gonna be a seller's market for a while until we can start catching up and getting 6-7 months inventory. Market will stabilize. Equilibrium for us is something we talk about a lot, which is we benchmark 5 years out, 5 years ahead, put a string on it, and you'd say, where should we be? We should be at about 3,200 permits a year, and we're right about half of that.
Right about half of that.
So now, we're about half of what we should be doing right now.
But, John, let's shift gears now. So you're that homeowner. You've been in your house for 20 years, and you need some fixer-upper.
Okay.
And you want that house to maintain some good value compared to the homes that are being built.
Right.
You have a huge portion of the New Mexico Home Builders Association that is your remodelers council.
That's right.
And all your remodeling contractors. What type of things should people be looking at to remodel?
So what's I would think that's the way to go right now. I mean, you know, if it's an investment thing or otherwise, or you just won the lottery, get a custom home, buy another house if you're trading up. But most of the people should be looking at how you can remodel your house. How can you take this space, which is what everybody's doing now, and make it more livable? Mm-hmm. Okay, so indoor, outdoor. You know, patios become enclosed with maybe some type of heating and cooling or solar. But you don't just have a big grass in the front yard, the backyard. You've actually created some space to make it livable. Mm-hmm. And there's something to do in that space. So I think that's what's happening right now where, you know, people are – and there's some incredible – folks out there that do remodeling. We call us. We've got a list of them, and they're all really busy right now, honestly.
Yes.
But bathrooms, I mean, the stuff you can do in homes now is just so fun, so fun. You can turn an older house, 20 years old, and you can modernize it, and it can be the craziest cool space that you can imagine. And it's just because of what has come on the market with, you know, mirrors are embedded in TVs embedded in mirrors kind of thing.
Right.
Where you'd say,
technology's
well,
off the chart.
That's heavy duty, you know. And you take your shower and you turn it in from this old shower head and porcelain tub to a walk-in kind of thing where it's just really so comfortable. You walk in, you walk out, it drains right down into the floor. It's not hard to do some of those things.
Well, I hope I can say this on the air, but I remember 20 years ago, people were putting together what I would call sexy bathrooms.
Right.
So they had all these glass showers. They had these ceilings that were 10 and a half feet high or 12 feet high.
Right.
And all of the steam from the shower would leak out over the 6-foot shower doors and you were freezing.
Right.
And now I see people going in and making those spaces a little bit more confined, a little bit more enclosed, a little right warmer.
Right. Let me tell you about a cool thing. We had a custom home and a guy put a bed and he hung it on the back porch. So he enclosed the back porch. Uh-huh. So it was almost 3/4 of the porch was enclosed, cut in the wind and view of the mountains and four big ropes, beautifully done. And it was a hanging bed. And it was like, we had so many people wanting that feature.
Wow.
You could do it. If you looked at it, you could do it yourself.
Really?
But that kind of stuff just can make a whole patio something different.
You mentioned the Parade of Homes.
Yes.
And it's amazing. The Parade of Homes is twice a year.
Twice a year.
And so that's in the fall. Do you remember the dates that they have that?
Well, usually around the Balloon Fiesta pretty much copied us. We had we were here much before the Balloon Fiesta. They saw we were successful, so they picked. No, I'm kidding. we have one right during Balloon Fiesta. It's no coincidence because we have a million people in town.
Yeah, and what a fascinating.
And we love that.
And you get to tour around, and
right,
and a lot of the builders have little, you know, snacks and little things
right
that they greet you with, and it's just beautiful to walk through these homes.
Right.
It's
and then about mid-March or, you know, near the end of March, April, we have our second parade.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, they're both well attended. We have partners in the community with banks and financial groups and suppliers.
And again, Sue Casa Magazine puts out this beautiful, it's almost like a pamphlet, but it's
right
300 or 400 pages long with full color renditions of
we
everything.
We used to own Sue Casa. They're now partners and Biz First. And we have our KOAT is now one of our great partners. And we have celebrity judges.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime maybe Jim will ask you to be a celebrity judge.
I wish there's no celebrity.
We're going to cut the doorways so you can get through them. But
that's right.
It's just a lot of fun with the Parade of Homes, and it's a lot of work for my staff and me, but and my board. But you know what? We have a blast. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun for the public. It's free.
Yeah, it's free, and what an afternoon to go spend with your spouse or significant other. Go out there and enjoy an afternoon.
And pick up ideas. I mean, sometimes you want to see what a remodeler did with a kitchen, and you can see before and after.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be back a couple more segments with John Garcia. He is the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. We'll be right back after these messages.
When you think of Thanksgiving, you think of family. Duke City Ready Mix's core values are quality, service, community. A strong community comes from strong families. We hope and pray the time you spend with family this Thanksgiving is precious. Happy Thanksgiving from Duke City Ready.
You found your forever girl, and for the first time, Proverbs 31 makes complete sense. She truly is worth more than rubies. Let John Thomas Jewelers help you find the perfect engagement ring. We have over 2,000 rings in stock to see and try on, the ability to custom make any ring you can dream of, and prices you thought you'd only find online. John Thomas Jewelers at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard on the third floor of the Lewis University Building. Stop in and let us know you're a fellow KNKT listener.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
Psalms 107:8 says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love." The family at AM Tax Solutions want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving. Remember, every problem has a solution, and AM Tax Solution can help.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
John Garcia, the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico, has been visiting with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Thank you for listening this afternoon. And John, I know there's people out there that are thinking about getting a remodel done, or maybe they own a lot and they want to get a new home built. How do they get in touch with the Home Builders Association?
Well, call us. You can call me anytime. Our number is 3-505-344-3294, or you can get a hold of the website hbacnm.com, or just Google Home Builders Association and you'll find us. I'm more than happy to talk to you and put you in touch with a builder or a remodeler. You can go to our website and find your own. We have over 740-ish members, 730, 740, which is a lot in this market. And we can sure give you the best. I mean, best advice we can. And
John, is it illegal to do construction without a license in New Mexico?
It is. I mean, yes, you have to build to a standard so that the
right.
building stays up. So
right.
There's a reason we have codes and laws, you know, that regulate that. And for, if nothing else, just safety. So it does make sense to use a licensed builder. There are people that try to build without a license, and
right.
and you know,
and there's no accountability,
right.
and they don't necessarily follow codes. Very rarely are they submitting any permitting.
Truthfully, we don't see any of that. Mm-hmm. There isn't. It doesn't happen because you know people don't do that.
Right.
And eventually they'll get inspected, and they could be shut down and lose everything they had.
Right. Well, what's the, and you may not know the technical stuff, but if you're doing a bathroom remodel, do you necessarily have to get a permit for
yes,
doing that?
Yes, you do. Pretty much, yeah. If you're going to do any changes to plumbing, electrical, codes have changed. You know, you've got to make sure you have the right amount of power in a transformer to be able to put, if you're modifying a system. Solar is big now, and it gets complicated when you exchange, you know, power sources, AC/DC. So plumbing, you know, some of the products have changed and evolved over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Some can erode, some pipes, you know, lead back in the day. It makes only sense to have a licensed contractor.
Right. Are there any new techniques that you've noticed of late? I know you've mentioned the technology, you know, lighting technologies, entertainment technologies, electrical systems. I know you can speak to one of those little Google devices or a little Amazon device,
right,
and it'll run your house.
Right.
But what about techniques like, you know, insulation, siding, all of those kinds of things?
Well, that's not necessarily techniques, but it's how you use materials that do make a difference, especially when it comes to energy efficiency. Mm. So, yes, that's true. When it comes to the techniques, there's some incredible creative guys that do finishes on walls, for example, that, you know, you would have never thought before. We had a guy come in with a product that is essentially mud you put over sheetrock.
Uh-huh.
You know, and every house has it. Everything is textured with this mud. Well, he invented colored mud and a technique to put it, use a trowel to put it on. And it models a technique that was started by another company, you know, that had a brand on it for 5 cents on the dollar. And you can get this beautiful, it looks exactly the same as something that would cost 10 times more. And so there are techniques that people use when it comes to building that differentiate one builder from another.
John, how's the Home Builders Association associated with, like, the tile suppliers and the electrical houses? Are they kind of part of the association?
Absolutely.
As well?
We have a great relationship with our suppliers, whether it's, you know, lumber, mm-hmm, all the way up to floors, materials, architects, you know, furnishings. So we do have a relationship with all of them, and everybody wants to get to my builders. So yeah, we try to, when we have a mixer, we tell the builders, please show up because people want to hustle you.
Right.
So it's true, but it's a great market.
Yeah. John, you mentioned you had some numbers that you might go over with us in terms of where we're at in terms of numbers of homes being built to previous years and those type of things.
Sure. We were at, you know, 7,000-8,000 back in 2007-08, mm-hmm, permits, and we look at permits. We're probably at about 1,700 permits now.
Mm-hmm.
So the market's dropped considerably.
But that's probably picked up a little bit since 2008.
Not really. A little bit. Yes. Oh, yes. It's improved over time.
Mm.
But our new normal is scary. 3 years we've been at about 1,800 permits.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we should be at double that.
Mm.
So the market is soft. There are sub-markets we look at. So what's desirable? Well, people love the Northeast Heights. That's probably number one. It's the same for realtors, where it's hot. West Side, people, it's a value. You get a little better value on the West Side. You pay a price, traffic, you know, other issues. Las Lunas, a market that nobody ever thought of, is now up and coming. It's not too far away.
John, I'll tell you where there's a lot of really nice lots. I don't know if you've played golf out at the Boleyn Golf Course, but that is a subdivision that looks like to me somebody could go out there and really take that over. They have beautiful lots on that
They
course.
Just did. You're like a soothsayer. Listen to you. Rio Communities, and
yeah,
they just incorporated. And they came and talked to me about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, the mayor.
Yeah.
They have a new mayor there. And they're anxious to sell out there. And I think you can still live there and work here.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not too bad of a commute. So, yeah, it's exciting what's happening there.
Well, and a lot of people that are from out of the state, you know, if you're from California or you're from Phoenix or some large metro, you're not going to have any problem living in Boleyn and work in Albuquerque.
Right.
Because it's a, you know, 25-30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I've went out there and played in a charitable golf tournament. The clubhouse and so forth needs some remodeling,
yeah,
but the course is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And these lots are nice.
Are they? Yeah.
It looks like
they're big lots.
They're half acre lots. It looks like to me. I mean, they're big.
My dad grew up in Boleyn, so I had family there all my life. I love the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's going to be a resurgence of what happens in all of Valencia County, Las Lunas, all the way through to Boleyn. Yeah, I think we're still a great place
now
to live.
Now, we're going to see a candidacy from John Garcia, mayor of Albuquerque, governor of New Mexico,
you know,
one of these days.
Jim, if they waive, maybe you can help me with my petition to waive the height requirement. And I guess they did it for Michelle Lujan Grisham. So
yeah,
if they can let her be governor No, I have no desire to run for office.
Yeah. Well, tell me what you think, though, about our state. Obviously, we need more jobs. What does the state need to do to really build itself up and be great for Democrats and Republicans and all of us?
We don't need to try to be something else. We don't need to be Colorado or Texas or I think we have our own brand that's good. And we do have this diversity thing. As a minority, I don't know if it's patronizing sometimes, but I think we can just embrace that and not make it exceptional just because it's just part of us. Where other parts of I've lived in other parts of the country and it's, it doesn't have to be different, but we have a great quality of life. The people here are beautiful and, to have these rich cultures and traditions and food and Native American and Hispanic communities coming together and that lowriders are celebrated and things like, that's kind of fun. It's kind of part of all of us. But,
John, I can tell you, I testified in a show here last week that, I used to make fun of these kids that would build these huge four-wheel drives, with the tires that were as tall as me, and I'm 6'7".
Sure. Right.
And I would say, what are you doing with that? Well, lo and behold, here about 10, 20 years ago, I got stuck up on South 14 up to my doors in mud. And this young man, this guy had to be 16 years old, and he was so gracious. I'm trudging. I went to look at a lot that I was financing a house on.
Yeah.
Got stuck in the mud, hiked back with mud up to my knees, almost pulled my dress shoes off.
Right.
So here I am in a suit, mud all the way up to my knees. This young man pulls up, says, hey, can I help you, sir? I said, sure, that'd be great. Just give me a ride and, I'll get a crane or something to get this out. He goes, just hop in.
Yeah.
He drives me in, goes through this mud like it's nothing, mm-hmm. hooks a chain to the ball of the back of my truck. John, he pulled me out without even revving his engine. And then when I told that story, I also brought up, I got to meet some people that were very heavily into low riding. And all you have to do is spend 10 minutes looking at the intricacies of that technology and the art that goes into those cars.
Yeah.
And you have a whole new appreciation for all of those folks that are collectors. And doing amazing things with what they do. Just one more genre of creativity that you see in New Mexico.
Right.
We have one more segment with John Garcia. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number, 444-7200, or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Ladies of Calvary, get ready for the annual Winter Gala and Lovely Market. Join Sheology Women's Ministry for Feliz Navidad with inspiring speaker, author, and mentor Debbie Alsdorf on Tuesday, December 3rd. The Lovely Market will be open at 3 p.m., so come early and take care of your Christmas shopping. Tickets must be purchased in advance and are available online at calvarynm.church. Come with expectant hearts for a fun-filled evening. We look forward to celebrating the season of Jesus' birth with you.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day, I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious. So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico, John Garcia, in studio with us this afternoon. John, native New Mexican. And tell me about what you know about New Mexico. You haven't just hung out in Albuquerque your whole time here.
I love this place. I mean, I have two kids. They're both, my daughter's here. My son moved away. I grew up one of seven kids. We didn't have much. It was, but we had everything when we had family and all that. So we grew up, blue collar. My mom's Hawaiian. My dad's from Belend, and, we got to just grow. I'm the only one that went to college mm-hmm. of my brother and sisters. Mm-hmm. Got through college. I'm proud of that. And, I have two great kids, and, one's a doctor at UNM. My son is, just moved to Seattle, uh-huh. making good money and
he's working up there with all the computer guys.
He's one of those smart guys. Yes. I'm proud of him, but, I love Albuquerque. I love New Mexico. If I'm going to stay here, I'm going to try to do my best to help out where I can. And that's kind of what I've done.
But John, you think about what you just said about your son in Seattle. Of course, Bill Gates started Microsoft here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, right.
How do we let those kind of folks leave our state, and how can we get them back?
Well, I'm not sure we need to get them back. I think we do need to focus on building the next, Microsoft, or encourage the next Bill Gates that's here, mm-hmm. and make the case for why you want to stay here and be here. I can tell you this, Jim. I guarantee you, in 10 or 15 years, the rest of the world is going to see this quality of life that you can see blue skies and have four great seasons. That's something to sell for the world. And it's not like that in Phoenix, and it won't be like that in Florida. And we just better, let's prepare ourselves for that.
Yeah, the four seasons, the mountains.
Right.
Boy, when I go anywhere there's not mountains, it's crazy when you can't see a horizon.
Yes.
It's not something that I'm comfortable with. I really, really love New Mexico.
I love I live in the foothills. I run quite a bit, and I enjoy getting out every day, no matter how the weather. My daughter and I ran at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Proud of her. She gets out of bed early, and that's something you can do in New Mexico, and you can't do it in an urban setting or even in Denver anymore, which is just crazy crowded. So quality of life right here in New Mexico, I'm going to do what I can to make a difference, and I think others can do the same thing. Sell it. Let's talk about how great it is, not how bad it is.
Well, I appreciate all you're doing with our builders and some of the accountability and training and encouragement you're giving to them. Yes. I know one thing you said about marketing. Most builders are so busy hammering nails, they don't have time to sell anything.
They're busy working.
That sounds like a great, great deal. One last question, John. I know we lost a bunch of contractors to like Houston when they had the flood.
Right.
Are a lot of those people maybe starting to filter back into the community?
I think for the same reason, the quality of life. Yes. You move if there's a job. Mm-hmm. For sure. We need to keep the jobs back here. We need to get our economy going again. And not too much. We just need to get it to the point where it works for us, And I think those days, the best days are ahead, and all of us do our part. It'll happen.
Now, is the political climate starting to gear up to be a little bit more open to helping development and getting lots prepared and getting those into builders' hands?
I wish I could say it was, but no, it's not. Yet. It's not quite easy to build in.
What needs to happen there?
I think an understanding of the politicians of what a free market is and what an economy, how an economy works. I've learned that by heading up economic development, and it's supply and demand works, and prosperity is a good thing, and I think we just need to let politicians see that, you got to create a place where free money, private money is going to drive ultimately the best economy.
Yeah. Well, John, you're gracious to spend a whole hour with us this sure. afternoon. John Garcia with the Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico. You can reach them if you have any questions about a contractor or a project or a recommendation for contractors. They have most everybody on their list. It's 505-344-3294. Their website is HBACNM for Home Builders Association of Central New Mexico.com. So again, one more time, hbacnm.com. John Garcia, great time. Thanks for spending it with us.
Great to see you again. Thanks, Jim.
And we appreciate you joining us on ABQ Connect. Tomorrow, missions pastor Cesar Loya and missionary Kathy Scott. We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.